Dear Bastard. Episode 2. The Tiny Hand. Unidentified bones set the house on edge after Rowling's party, and fingers are pointed over a suspicious smudge.
Hello, my friends. I hope you're well. I am so well. It feels strange to say it, but there's only a few days left until I turn 44, or as I call it, 29 again, and I'm really going for a great turnout at my birthday braai this Saturday. Lots of friends of Rowline, as I call them, will be there, and it'll be great to see you all again as a group to welcome Gabby to our happy community and help us move on from the unfortunate tree business. Let's make the most of this glorious sunshine we're having. As the old African saying goes, keep your face to the sun and you will never see the shadow. Obviously extremely appropriate in this instance. Also, the party is bring your own booze, FYI. So warm salutations and lots of love, Rowline.
Polite notice. Friday, June 7th, 2019. For the attention of all residents. CC Mr. Gupta, regarding upcoming party, comma, disturbance reminders. Dear Rowline, thank you for informing us of your plans to hold a celebration. Jill and I will do our best to appear in some capacity, although we are due at the tennis club on Saturday afternoons these days as we approach the denouement of our mixed doubles tournament. As you are having guests to the garden, which is perfectly fine in itself, could you please ensure that they ingress and egress through your flat's private entrance, and not through the common hallway? As you will all no doubt remember from the infamous episode of the discarded tights, this has led to issues in previous years, and a repeat would be best avoided as a matter of course. Should we prove unable to attend your event, I trust your birthday will bring many happy returns. Yours sincerely, Barry Fenelon, Chairman, Residents Association, 17 Chekhov Gardens. P.S. I believe the aphorism you cite can, in fact, be attributed to Helen Keller, who, to my knowledge, was not an African.
Hi everyone. We couldn't come to Rowline's party last night as we were up in London at a show. Opening our blinds this morning though, the state of the garden after the party is an absolute horror. From our window we can see 1. A chair knocked over. A dining room chair, not even a garden chair. 2. Loads of rubbish thrown about. Bits of smeared and scrunched up kitchen roll and crisp packets, bottles of ketchup and other condiments. 3. A ratty scarf or pashmina hanging out of what remains of the tree. 4. A big glass bowl, which clearly must have been used as an ashtray at some point, as it's full of cigarette butts floating in what had better be water. 5. What looked to be animal bones, some of them very big. On top of that, the state of the barbecue is a disgrace. Rowline, you need to get this sorted ASAP. Robbie and Luke, XOX.
Hello, my friends. I am so well. I hope you are well. My profuse and profound apologies for the state of the garden. It appears that the partying went on a lot longer than I expected, and even after I went to bed. I am mortified. Some of the notorious friends of Rowline will be feeling my tongue very shortly, I can assure you. Thanks to whoever let them out of the garden at the end of the night, I have pulled together a couple of better behaved friends of Rowline to come round and help me repair the ravages today, so our lovely garden will be looking better than ever before long, I assure you. And once again, let me say a big sorry. I accept total responsibility for this, and as they say in Afrikaans, dis 'n feit soos 'n koei. It's in fact like a cow, which is obviously very appropriate for this time. Warm salutations and lots of love, Rowline. P.S. As a token of my goodwill to all, please find some lemon and ginger squares, an old family recipe, in a Tupperware box in the main hallway. Tuck in.
Folks, adding to the garden issues, I'd like to call attention to the state of the pram Gabby leaves outside my door, with my permission, I should add. Last night, sometime during the party, but after I went to bed, the pram was unbraked, moved, and then used as a dumping ground for beer cans and Alcopop bottles, one brand of which I haven't seen in years, as well as other soiled materials, which it's probably best I don't describe. There was also a sticky liquid on the floor, not clear exactly what it was, and I don't want to find out. On top of all this, someone has put an unbelievable number of Quality Street chocolate wrappers through my letterbox, which is hard to explain. Gabby and I had to clear the mess up this morning and are not happy about it. Cheers, Trevor. P.S. Roline, thanks for the cake. But as you know, ginger inflames my IBS, so I won't be having any.
All. On the back of Trevor's concerns about the common area, I want to draw your attention to some further problems. First, I notice the pot of flowers up from the stairs in the hallway has been attacked, with some of the petals picked off and unaccounted for. Besides that, someone, presumably the same person, though nothing can be taken for granted, has willfully driven various foreign objects into the soil. I look after these flowers myself, so could whoever has attacked them please apologise, or at least stop doing it. Secondly, on my way up to check on the flowers, I also spotted a very small handprint on the wall, halfway up the stairs at about knee height. It's somewhat smudged in mud or something similar, and is proving very difficult to remove from the white paint. Roline, is it possible that this handprint was left by one of your guests? I have not yet seen any others around the house, but will certainly let everyone know if I do. Best wishes, Jill.
Hello, my friends. I hope you are well. I am so well. An update for everyone. The garden is now super clean. I would say possibly even better than it was before. Along with the leftovers from the party, sorry again, everyone, we scooped up various animal leavings and cleared a few weeds to let the flowers breathe. However, the common area is a slightly different matter, and to my knowledge, none of my guests had access to it. As Barry requested, they all came and went through my flat. If any of them got into the house, someone amongst us would have had to leave a door open, which would be a more alarming revelation than the mess itself, you would agree. As for the handprint, none of my guests were small enough to leave one as tiny as Jill describes. The youngest visitor was my niece, but she is nearly 7, and her mother tells me that she has a relatively large hands for her age. So I'm afraid I have no suggestions as to who or what may have left that suspicious smudge. Hoping that as ever, the truth will come out and we can all continue to get along. Remember, facts are many, but the truth is one. Very appropriate in this instance. Warm salutations and lots of love, Roline.
Hi, Roline and others. Just wanted to be clear. My son Benedict wasn't in the house on the day of the party or the day after, as that was his dad's weekend to look after him. It therefore isn't his handprint. Also, I make sure to keep his hands and the rest of him good and clean and would appreciate it if the house could be as hygienic as I try to keep him. I see the handprint still hasn't been cleaned off the wall. Is there a reason why not? Obviously, I don't know what substance it is, and like Trevor and the mystery liquid in the hallway, I'm not particularly keen to find out. I'm not fussy about myself, but Benedict hasn't been fully vaccinated, and I don't want him getting sick because a house full of adults can't clean up after their guests. Can I also say that, contrary to what someone accused me of by the front door when I was leaving this morning, I had only one piece of that cake, which was very nice. I am not the person who ate the other 7 pieces. They know who they are, and so do I. Thanks, Gabby.
You have one new message received today at 10:31 p.m.
It's not in my nature to speak out of turn, but to leave your child unvaccinated for MMR and other diseases in this day and age is the height of irresponsibility. I have a niece in this house several times a year and would not bring her here had I known that she and your child might be able to infect one another. None of us wants to return to the 19th century, and it is appalling behaviour on your part to drag us back in that direction. I implore you to Google herd immunity and syphilis to see what I mean. As the saying goes, maag is vol, oog is toe, or stomach full, time to sleep. Very appropriate for this instance.
Polite notice. Tuesday, June 11th, 2019, for the attention of all residents. CC Mr. Gupta. Regarding a note of thanks, damaged wallpaper, and sanitation reminders. Dear Rolene, thank you for your efforts to clean up after the party. The garden is indeed looking in good health. I'd also add a note of thanks for your cake, a very welcome treat for me. To update all on other matters, the unexplained handprint has proven impervious to Jill's efforts, so she and I have arranged for a specialist wallpaper cleaner to attend and remove it. The cost of this will be £250 plus VAT, and will be paid for out of the common fund. Could I remind all residents to please ensure their own and guests' hands are filth-free whenever transiting the common area, whatever their height or age. Yours sincerely, Barry Fenlon, Chairman of the Residents Association, 17 Chekhov Gardens.
Hi, Rolene. Just to say, decisions about my child's well-being are up to me, not you. I wasn't talking about the MMR vaccine, by the way. He's had that. I was talking about the preschool booster, which he'll get on schedule later this summer. I implore you to Google vaccines to see what I mean. As for Benedict's general cleanliness, I can guarantee everyone that his hands are always filth-free, as Barry put it, and not just when transiting the common area. The handprint, therefore, can't be his, and I've got nothing else to say about that. Talking of cleanliness, the state of the pram was a disgrace, and I had to buy a new one in the end as I couldn't get the smell of baby sham out of the fabric. A like-for-like replacement cost £250. Shocking. Barry, can I ask if the common fund can be used to help compensate for damage like this? If we can find that amount to clean a patch of wallpaper that most of us don't even see, we can bloody well contribute to the cost of replacing a pram someone in this house was at least partly responsible for destroying. Thanks, Gabby.
Polite notice. Thursday, June 13th, 2019. For the attention of all residents, CC Mr. Gupta. Regarding perambulator reimbursements. Dear Gabby, monies paid from the Common Fund are solely for works that benefit all or most residents. And since none of us is young enough to ride in your pram, the burden of the expense rests on you. Yours sincerely, Barry Fenlon, Chairman of the Residents Association, 17 Chekhov Gardens.
Hello, my friends. I hope you are well. I am not so well. It saddens me to see us at each other's throats like this. Like hyenas from my days on the African plains. I myself would like to apologize for any judgments I've passed or aspersions I've cast. To make amends, I've created a replacement window box to make up for the damage to the flowers on the staircase, regardless of whoever or whatever caused it. You'll be able to see it on the sill of the hallway window. I hope they will help to brighten all of our days as we, like they, continue to strive for the sun. As one of my favourite sayings goes, you can't have the future you want if you're not willing to clean up the past. Appropriate for this setting, wouldn't you say? Warm salutations and lots of love, Rolene.
Rolene, many thanks for your note. I found it quite touching, and I hope we can all live up to your example of contrition and mutual respect. However, I'm afraid to say that your window box contained a stem of Japanese knotweed. Horticulturally speaking, this represents an emergency. I had to remove the entire window box and destroy it off-site to prevent any chance of the weed establishing a rhizome on our property. Could you please let me know where you obtained the cutting you used? I can only assume it was from our garden, as no sane or competent florist would touch the stuff. If I sound paranoid, please do all Google the plant and educate yourselves on the unholy havoc it can cause. Many thanks regardless for the gesture of creating the box for us all, though. The insidious foreign weed notwithstanding, it was very beautiful. Expect to find a token of thanks from me in the hallway very soon. Best wishes, Jill.
Hello, Jill. The cheesecake you left for Orlean in the hallway was probably very nice, but because you put it where you did, I inadvertently stood in it. My efforts to sweep up the mess have failed, so it will now need to be dug out with a toothbrush. Please help me do this before we get mice again. You will remember what happened with the gypsy creams. Cheers. Trevor. P.S. I just checked and the tiny handprint is still there. I wanted to ask the cleaner about it, as she tried valiantly to get it off, but she looked to be at the end of her tether. Barry, perhaps you should be more polite to service people when they're just trying to do their jobs.
Thanks for listening to Dear Bastard, written and directed by Andrew Naughty and Paul McCain. Jill Fenlon was played by Sophie Handy. Barry Fenlon was played by Lewis Moore. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Gabby Hall was played by Amy Gilbrook. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. And Rolene Van Ouse was played by Laurianne Clements. Thanks to Maggie Marie Casto for casting and directing assistance. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Search for Dear Bastard Podcast or follow the links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.